this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is Craig Valentine, and I'm learning from a hockey fighter how to start a technology business that's going to help you and your business get more results. Let's go inside Early to Rise Radio for this legendary episode. All right, Jeff, welcome to the show, the Early to Rise Radio show in person in the house.
Thanks for having me.
All right, this is going to be a lot of fun. So Jeff and I are partners in the Winning Streak app that many of our coaching clients are using, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But everybody wants to know, how the heck did we meet and how the heck did the idea of building our software come up?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. My last software company that you were using, yep. Instagram software, we started connecting through there, just through a friend mutual introduction. Funny enough, we actually live 5 minutes from each other, so we decided that we'd just catch up and go to lunch. We ended up going for lunch the one day, and I think it was actually the first time that we met in person.
Yep.
And we just started talking about different softwares and different things that we were trying to accomplish and things that we were doing. And you came to me with the idea of starting to develop Winning Streak from your expertise and your background and keeping people accountable. Fortunately enough for us was that we had a lot of the technology already developed. So this is where it came through that we partnered up and decided that we'd take the full reins on it.
Now, what were you doing before? Like, how the heck did you stumble in from hockey player to getting into development of technology that used Instagram?
I have a lot of praise for my hockey career because it got me into that business environment at a very young age. I played pretty competitively. I played varsity hockey at university, but when I left university, I ended up starting my first business, which was an e-commerce business. From there, I ended up selling...
Well, no, tell them what you were selling, like some hockey thing.
Yeah, so right? I was selling a smartphone case, and on the back of it, it looked like the top of a skate boot, and it would actually hold cards as well. So it was a very niche case. It did very well. Again, niche in the hockey world, but that's just what I was engraved into. I sold that company off because I actually didn't know how to market at the time. So that's when I kind of got into affiliate marketing, ads, influencer marketing, and most importantly, Instagram. From there, I started building different sorts of resources and technologies that would help my clients and my downline in the affiliate world make more money through the channels that we're doing. Yeah. From there, I met...
Well, let's actually just hold on for a second. What the heck is influencer marketing? A lot of our entrepreneurs, they've heard the term and it's like, does that just mean like getting Kardashian to shout you out on Instagram or social media? Or like, what levels are there and like, what have you seen work?
There's a lot of different ways. The influencer marketing, I guess the word is thrown around quite a bit right now. Back in the day, it was a little bit easier to pay somebody for, let's say, a shout out on Instagram, where then they would promote your product, whether it just be an info product, a physical product, or even a service in general, where they'd say, go click on the link in the bio, swipe up, whatever that may be. Yeah. Now it's a little bit more difficult because there's a lot of people out there that you got to be careful with. They have fake followers. There's no engagement. So I see a lot of success in what's called micro influencer marketing, where you work with a lot more influencers, have smaller, more targeted audiences to what your product is. One, it's a lot cheaper to do it. And two, you can get to a lot more people in a shorter period of time than trying to negotiate with, let's say, a Kim Kardashian, where you're probably going to pay multiple six figures just for one shout out. So basically, influencer marketing is just having somebody promote your product, service, or goods in your niche to your product.
Yeah. So very similar to the affiliate marketing that I did for years and years and years with the fitness business. And so you were saying you were teaching others how to expand their reach, and then you were moving on to something else before I cut you off.
Yeah, no. So I was doing it on Instagram, and again, through affiliate marketing, how to essentially market through Instagram and through the channels that are on there. One big thing was the direct messaging. From there, it's just like, there's got to be a better way because we're getting so much influx through the direct messaging that we can start automating this into a better process and better system. That's when I got into the technology piece, which I've always been ingrained into technology, is how to connect one problem to a solution and automating it in between. And that's when we got into chatbots, which are a big thing now, especially on Instagram, and having the conversations with your customers to start building that lists that you can contact at later times and have the conversation, support, sales, whatever that may be. And essentially, that's the platform that you were using for your business.
Yeah. So chatbots, let's talk about that for a second. Again, this is a term that most people have heard, but don't really understand how it works. So what is it exactly? And how would somebody use it in their business? And how can someone make it seem like a human and not a chatbot?
I noticed a few years ago that people, that's what they wanted. They wanted to have that human-like conversation. A lot of marketers and businesses now, they're using some sort of automation that people aren't afraid to speak to a robot as long as it's giving them the information that they want because they want the here and now.
Yeah.
Everybody nowadays, there's no patience in our world anymore. Like even with internet, if it takes you 3 seconds for the internet to load,
right. You're
getting upset.
Yeah.
So the whole human interaction, you want it to be more personalized than necessarily faking that there's a human there in the beginning. Because
right. As
soon as somebody knows that it's not a human, that's when you kind of break the relationship and the trust with them. So that's what we noticed. As a chatbot, it's conversation marketing, but it's also support system as well. So if I bought a shirt from somebody's company,
yeah. And
I wanted to have support, it's like, hey, my product showed up, there could be a chatbot that come in, it's like, what's your order number? So you
put
the order number in, then it matches it to their system. It's like, okay, what's the issue? The issue goes through, then it gets put into the system.
Yeah.
Or if I'm buying a product from, let's say you, it's like, hey, I'm interested in your product. It's like, okay, which product are you interested in? It's like large shirt, medium shirt, small shirt, so on and so forth. So it just has simple, instant conversations through a messaging channel, whether it's Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. Again, all the messaging channels nowadays have them.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting the consumers what they want in the shortest period of time.
Got it. Now, we don't use chatbots in the Winning Streak app, but I just wanted to share that, like, hey, here's what that opportunity exists. And then from there, going back to our first meeting, one of the things that I've wanted forever was an accountability app, because when I was in the fitness space, I had given people all the information in the world, but they just weren't taking action on it. And I was really frustrated by it. And I noticed this in almost every business. You know, we all read books and it's like, hey, we've got this information. Why aren't we having more success? It's because nobody's showing up and holding you accountable to it. And so I thought for years, Jeff, like, how the heck could little Craig show up on somebody's shoulder at the right time of day, asking the right questions about the right core fundamentals that move them ahead towards getting the success that they wanted? And it was actually like at the end of our lunch conversation where I was just like, you know, I've always wanted to build this accountability software. And I outlined it a little bit to you and you were like, oh, I've got something pretty much built out. And then we kind of went from there, right?
We kind of went from there. But I think from the lunch, which again, like you were saying, it was like in the last 5 to 15 minutes of the lunch where you brought it up and there were similarities from the chatbot company to be able to do this.
Yeah.
I think it was within a month and a half, we had the feedback and the spec built out to start developing it.
Yeah. And so one thing that I want to talk about just on the dev side, which is really interesting before we get back into more of the accountability side of things, is you have all your developers are really in Russia for the app developments that you do. And you found the first guy through Upwork. So I think I've talked about Upwork so many times to our clients and to our readers on our email list. First of all, again, explain what it is, and then how the heck do you go about building out a team that way?
So it's a very fortunate situation. I don't want to necessarily say lucky, but our lead engineer now, he's been working for me for 5 years now. This was even before the chatbot company, Direct Heroes. We were just kind of working, building that relationship back and forth. It was even before that. We were just doing some stuff on Telegram.
You met him through Upwork.
Through Upwork, yeah. So when I put in what I was trying to develop at the time, I had no idea what I needed, what I wanted. I have no tech background at all.
Right.
So I put in a whole bunch of things in here, and this is how powerful these software companies are, is it said so-and-so, which is our developer now, might be the right fit for you.
Yeah.
So I sent him a message. We jumped on that first call, but we didn't jump on a call to talk about business. Like when I have conversations with people where they're potential employees or partners, it's like not necessarily the resume, because you can figure that out in a short period of time when you're actually doing it. It's kind of like their background, what they came from. We started talking about playing guitar back in the day and sporting career, because there's connection between something outside of just business itself. Because when you're building a company together, you want to have something outside of business as well. You want to have that relationship there. And that's kind of how I've always looked at working with people as well. So the one big thing for me that he mentioned was he was a part of learning how to play guitar companies called Ultimate Guitar Tab. When I was learning how to play guitar when I was 8 to 12, I was using the website that he was one of the original developers on.
Oh, wow.
So right then I was just like, this is my guy.
Yeah.
From there, we just kind of built the relationship back and forth. The first MVP iteration, it was probably 6 to 8 months. It was just him and I had no idea how to do it. Yeah. From there, like you and I have a business network here in North America. He has the network of developers overseas, because that's where he was built up growing, and that's just what he's done. So anytime I've never needed a developer, he's done the interview process, he's done all that wow. additional stuff. So he's became that overseas CTO that we just continue to build the teams for various products from Europe. They're fantastic over there. They're very well driven. They're not necessarily money hungry, but they get paid better than what they would if they were just living on their in their own turf.
Working in their own country.
Correct.
So a lot of my clients, a lot of people contact me on Instagram and say they want to build an app. And I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but you know, what advice would you give to somebody? Like, what do you need to totally have in your mind and before you go and contact somebody? And then once you contact somebody, what are you looking for in that developer?
It's a variety of things, because I was ignorant to this in the beginning as well. It's like you look at a software and it's like, okay, one person's built that. That's not the case at all. There's various stages of it as okay. you've learned over the period yeah. of time. And it's like the biggest thing in the beginning is you need to get a spec built out. So finding somebody who can build a spec, and I start explaining this in a way, it was like, if you're getting a house built, you get yeah. the blueprints done to figure out how much material you're gonna need yeah. for the cost and the time that it's gonna take to build the house.
Right.
Same thing with software, but it's just more in written index form.
Got it.
So from there you can take that to a developer, a CTO, somebody who's more experienced. Like, okay, this is the software that I'm looking to build. How much is it going to cost me? And what's the approximate timeline it's going to take? From there, in different various is part of business, you're going to need the designer. You're going to need, the biggest thing is a project manager, a designer to be able to design it. Front end engineer, which takes the design and makes it functional for people to use. And then the back end engineer is what makes all the code and behind the scenes actually work. And then once you start growing, there's more things, quality assurance, making sure that there's no bugs in the code when right. it's released. So there's a lot of stages of business that's there. The most important thing is get a spec built. Again, you can get specs built from anywhere from $3,000 to $7,500, depending on where you're going. But that can save you a lot of money and time getting into a software that you don't know. Because I hear the horror stories, like I've spent $300,000, $500,000, $1 million on a software, and we haven't even launched it yet.
I have a friend, Frank, who built, who spent like $150,000 with a team in India, never used it. And it's like, I mean, I know he makes a lot of money, but that's still a painful haircut to have.
Yeah, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah. So one of my phrases is success loves speed. And so yep. we decided that day we're going to move ahead with it. And that was American Thanksgiving. We're both Canadian, both hockey players, and both from the same part of the country. And so I have to say that it was American Thanksgiving when we met for lunch. And then we had that MVP out by late January. So that's, you know, basically 2 months. How the heck did we pull it off so fast, basically using your network? And what advice would you give to people who want to move faster?
Fortunately, the thing that worked in our favor is you had, like, it's your background. It's like you were trying sure. to solve for your own problem, which is just like, again, keeping little Craig on your shoulder. That was the big thing, which helps a lot. A lot of people want to get into software, but they don't actually know why they're getting into it. They just feel like getting into software is going to be really good.
Yeah.
So we were able to get on those feedback calls and start building feature sets out and getting like, would you be interested in this? Would you see this feature? Would you like this feature? And really start and build that customer feedback before we even got into the spec. Mm-hmm. From there, we built the spec out. And then because we had that spec so ingrained in the beginning, we knew what we wanted to launch for that first original product, which was the MVP. So when I look at it as well, it's like you want to get it to market as soon as possible, that yeah. MVP, minimal viable product. But to me, it's like, what is that first product that we can start selling to people to start generating that income? And I think within that first couple of weeks, we already had paying customers.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. So that's kind of the big thing that I look at. I talk to a lot of people who even launch courses or info products. Like, there's always a launch date. There, you can have a whole bunch of launch dates. With right. the last software company, I just relaunched every few months with mm-hmm. new features.
Got it.
So it's just the launch date is just more the hype behind what's actually coming.
Got it.
Is kind of how I look, and that's what we continue to do now with Winning Streak.
Yeah, and one of the most important things is you have to understand, as I'm learning, and I didn't know it 100%, but it's almost like renovations that are going to be ongoing. You know, there's always going to be development. There's always going to be new features. And so it's not just the spec, and it's not just, you know, the $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 you put into building out the app. It is then ongoing, even if it was just maintenance of keeping the bugs out, yeah. It's still maybe a couple grand a month, basically.
Yeah, there's always an ongoing fee, and I think people don't understand that when they're first getting into it as well.
Yeah.
It's just, again, like renovating a house, or like things need to keep getting updated because technology moves fast, and so do people's minds and how they're actually using the technology. And then with software, there's servers. It's just like paying property tax or something like that. There's just fees that you have to pay to stay.
Yeah. So I would say it's definitely the rule of two I always give for somebody who's doing renovations. It's going to be twice as long and it's going to cost twice as much. So keep that in mind when you're building yours out. Now, when we got our program out there and started getting the customers, what are some of the case studies that we've been able to develop, like with people using it, and how are people using it, so that, you know, we have a lot of course creators and coaches listening to this podcast. Tell them about how it would work for them.
Various things, so like the info product and course creators, that kind of tags into coaches as well. It's a very good lead generation tool. A lot of people back in the day, which I always seen, was like use the PDFs or the ebooks or stuff like this. It could be a little bit more, but on a touch point through a mobile app that, again, essentially you license with your branding and everything on it, where say swipe up and download my app, that it shows us, like, and then you're going to get questions for what that is, which is, again, you're going to build your email list, your marketing, drive more revenue, more clients, more leads, whatever that is, which turns into a bigger business. And then part two to that is, if people are buying into your coaching program or your course or your info product, as we all know, it's just people fall off within a few weeks, whether depending on how long it is or how intense or how one-on-one it is, people fall off in courses, coaching. That's just the way that works, because it's kind of our minds working that shiny object. Yeah. It's like you're always chasing that next thing. So with Winning Streak, which we've seen really good, is the retention of people is longer, and people are starting to move through the courses, programs, and coaching programs a lot further as well. So if, let's say, if hypothetically 3 weeks, now they're staying 5 weeks, so on and so forth. So people are actually going through, which is building the testimonials, which is bringing more referrals. So it's a bigger picture macro revenue source for businesses.
Yeah, and so the way that the Winning Streak works is that we license it to course creators, coaches, et cetera, even sales teams. And so what they are able to do is build a series of questions that go out to their customers, their team members, whoever it is that they want to receive these questions. And the end user doesn't actually pay any money for it. So you can go to the iTunes store, you can go to the Android store and download Winning Streak for free. But the course creator or the coach gives a code to each one of those customers, because you can't really use it without that code. And then once you get that code set up, all of a sudden now you're reminded through the accountability questions to take the massive action on the core fundamentals that make you more successful. So I have this set up for my Millionaire Morning Routine program. I have it set up for my Discipline program. I have it set up for our high-level coaching clients. And people are in there looking or answering their questions every day. And then for me as the course creator, I can go in and read everybody's answers, and I can see where people are struggling. And then, like, the icing on the cake that we've created is we have a one-on-one messaging system, just like WhatsApp, just like Instagram. But we have our own built in our side, our app. So coaches and course creators can coach their people without getting on the phone or without doing Zoom calls or without holding masterminds, but you can coach them to more success. So as Jeff said, those people get more results. When you get more results, you get more testimonials. When you get more testimonials, you get more new customers. Yeah. And those clients stay on forever and ever and ever, because it's like, wow, this is like daily over your shoulder coaching from your coach, from your expert who guides you through it, plus that one-on-one messaging that we have in there.
Yeah, and that other use case from it as well, from just like our network and the clients that we've been working with on a business sense as well, especially for me talking about the development team, I never see them. There's all overseas, but we have it integrated into Slack. So though these progress productivity questions that I've set up for my team is like, I need these things done in a week. So I know that by the end of the week, we are now moving forward in the business. Same thing with Winning Streak. We need certain features and certain things developed in this period of time, so we know that the product is actually moving forward as well. So with your internal teams, it's super powerful that way. It's like you could do it on a weekly, monthly, daily basis on moving your team down the line, keeping them accountable and keeping them productive, which is then going to grow your overall business as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about the integrations with stuff like Slack and Shopify and those things. Like you were just explaining to me off camera, because I'm like, if you know an okay amount about tech, I know hardly any, but I do understand, like, you know, there's some way that this code can be inserted into Slack and stuff like that. So walk through like how, like so far we have it integrated with Slack and then there's other options. So how would somebody use it if they had a Shopify store, if they had a Kajabi program, or if they had a Slack channel that they wanted to add more accountability to?
The big thing with a lot of these bigger platforms, again, like the Shopify's, the Kajabi's, the Slack's, all of these big corporate multi-million, billion-dollar companies, is they have what's called an open API. The open API, for simplistic terms, is just a string of code that they give people to be able to build outside plugins or apps that make their products better.
Like WordPress plugins.
Like WordPress
plugins. That was the thing that I understood.
Yeah, that's what correlated for Craig.
Yeah.
So essentially, if, let's say for e-commerce, I'll try and paint a picture, is if you've ever been to an e-commerce store where you're buying a shirt or a cell phone case, whatever that is, in the bottom corner you see so-and-so in your area has bought a product, so-and-so in your area has bought a product, or where you've seen a support widget pop up in the other corner. Those are all plugins that are sitting in these Slacks, Kajabis, or Shopify's app marketplace, which is essentially just their own form of the Android Google Play Store or the App Store, where all of our apps are hosted anyways. From there, they're downloaded onto our own platforms. And then from there, you can use the functionality of what it is. So for Winning Streak, let's use Slack for an example. A lot of businesses use Slack for communication with their teams or their clients or their communities in general, is the functionality of Winning Streak, the one-on-one messaging and the questions for the accountability, they actually get broadcasted and sent to a specific Slack channel that you give access to your clients, your team members, or the community, whatever that may be. So you don't necessarily have to use a mobile app. It can be where your existing customer already is.
Yeah.
So it's just taking our product and plugging it into where your market is.
Got it. Perfect. And then, so one of the other ways that one of our clients is using this, guy named Todd, he's really worried about two things. One, he's worried about member attrition in his programs. And then he's also worried about the fact that email delivery ability is going down and he's not getting his emails out to his clients, but now he'll be able to use the one-on-one messaging. So walk through like how we're able to help, you know, we possibly are able to help this guy save millions of dollars, or really make millions of dollars, because if we can keep his clients in a program from 9 weeks to 12 weeks, it's worth seven figures to them.
So this is where my conversational chatbot marketing expertise comes in. And with all of our businesses, we look at it in a way, it was like we collect emails. The list is what we own.
Yeah.
But as we know, as marketing goes on, not as many people are seeing our emails.
Yeah.
So with our one-on-one messaging and with your clients, students, team members, as they join and use the Winning Streak app, they become a contact, just like an email, to your program. Through the one-on-one messaging, we give you the ability to send a push notification, just like you would get like an Instagram like notification or an Instagram comment notification, goes right to their phone. So when they click on it, a message pops up in their one-on-one messaging. So it could be, let's say for you, you've got all of your students in your program.
Yeah.
At like a new launch of a new program, new update, whatever that is, you could send them all a push notification directly to their phone, that when they click on it, they open it up, they see the message. Hey, Craig here, just launched a new product. Click the link below because I wanted to give it to you before anybody else. Plus there's 50% off.
Yeah.
Click on it. So it becomes another marketing channel for you as well.
Yeah. Which is like in a real world example, we have our millionaire morning routine students, thousands of them using the app, and then we've just created a new discipline course. I can do that push notification because the next logical step of somebody who's a millionaire morning routine client is to buy that discipline course so they have all day, all week discipline, more success in their life. I can say, hey, listen, I just want to thank you for being a morning routine customer. We're going to need a 50% off deal. This is crazy. So you won't see this through our email. It's only for you here on the Winning Streak app. So I can do that. They click, they're on the page, they get the course, they win because they get more results at a deal, and I win too because now I don't need I spend a lot of money on email marketing every month.
A lot of people
and now I've done it for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, and with one-on-one messaging through all the channels, like you're getting 90, 95% open rate as right. well, which compares to email, which you'd be lucky to get 5.
Yeah, like think about the last time somebody sent you a DM on, or a private message on Facebook or a DM on Instagram. Like, how many people don't open those things? It's like you're just super excited because it's so novel, and now you're opening those. And if you're a course creator, you're a coach, then obviously your end users are feeling the same way. And you know, you're getting a 20x open rate compared to email. It's going to lead to a much greater response in your sales too.
Gives you really good stickiness with your customers and contacts as well, because if you give them exclusive products or exclusive deals through this one channel, and they can't get it through their email, through these other channels, they're going to be bound to stay to keep that retention there as well. Because if I leave, I'm not going to get these deals on the next month or the next launch or whatever that is.
Yeah, and everybody knows, like if you're on Brendan Burchard's email list and you reply to the email, you know Brendan isn't going to read that
exactly.
and reply back. But in this day and age of direct messaging, you know in most cases you're actually going to get a reply from the person, which is so darn cool because it's still so novel. So this is a really, really great opportunity. Is there anything else that you wanted to share? Let's go through like one time where we have like the sales teams using it and what that's doing for, because this is really like not just an accountability app, but a productivity app. We hold you accountable to being more productive. So we're talking with a lot of sales teams, and then we'll talk about the University of Louisville too, but talk about like how sales teams might use it.
So sales teams, couple different use cases with that. The more pressing one I would think is a lot of door-to-door sales, or even again, phone calls are kind of the similar, but did you knock on 50 doors today? Did you follow up with 100 people from the day before? It's like there's a lot of sales teams where their mindset is a big thing for them. So it's like, did you do your 15 minute meditation in the morning? So there's a whole bunch of questions that these team leaders and businesses put their sales teams through, so they are more productive throughout the week. Because if the teams are more productive, staying accountable to the specific goals and habits that the teams want their team reps to do, then there's more sales that come to the business at the end of the day.
Yeah. So think about the things that you're supposed to be doing every day, right? And just think like, oh man, I forgot to do that today. I'll do it tomorrow. Or it's like, man, I don't want to do it, so I'll just ignore it, right? We all have those things. Now imagine your coach was showing up, or if you are a coach or course creator, you're showing up for your end user and you're reminding them at that right time of day. Like my programs, these alerts go out at 3 o'clock local time. So if you live in New York City, you get at 3 o'clock New York City time. If you live in London, England, you get at 3 o'clock London, England time. And it shows up at the time of day where you both get the reflection benefit, like, oh yeah, here's how my day went. But also like, there's still like an hour to 3 hours left in my workday. I can actually get these things done. Thanks for the reminder. And that's the magic. And then again, me as the course creator and the coach, I can go in, I can see everybody's replies. Eventually we're gonna have a little system where it flags people if they're not replying. So I'll be able to go in and notice anybody who's having a little bit of trouble and say, how can I help? Or have you tried this? And it improves the results and away we go.
Makes it a little bit more personal too.
Yeah, and then the last case study that we have is the University of Louisville football team.
Yeah.
So I was on a podcast with Eric Woods. It's actually on my YouTube channel. And he's a former All-Pro for the Buffalo Bills, really awesome player. And now he's the strength and conditioning or performance coach for the University of Louisville. And he's using it with the athletes there. So what are they doing?
So the football team, which there's approximately 100 to 120 athletes on the football team. What we did when we first set him up is he wanted to create custom programs, but he wasn't sure where it was going to need to be tailored for specific players. So we created a broad question. What he's doing is on a week-to-week basis, especially after training camp goes through, is how they can better perform through the week, because games are either I believe they're their Sundays or the Fridays, depending on where they are at college football. So again, keeping the players accountable through the week to, again, get up, do the schoolwork, eat better, drink more water, get to training on time, 2 days, whatever those are. So that started out as the whole team got that as one program. As he started seeing the results come through, some players and some of the more A players on the team needed things a little bit more custom. So he went in and built custom programs, custom questions specifically for these players to help them move the needle a little bit more in a different way. Because as much as you could set up questions for everybody, we all work different. You work differently than me, I work differently than you. So I might need different questions and goals than you actually do, because I might be lacking in one space that you are as well. So we give you that ability, and this is what they're doing now. They're making a lot more custom programs for each player, but started very broad so they could start getting that data in there, so then they could start tailoring it specifically to their players.
Yeah, so you can see again how you would use this not only for yourself, for your own performance, your own productivity, how you become more accountable to the app, to your coach, so that you have more success. And then likewise, if you're that course creator, if you're that sales team leader, if you're that personal trainer, if you're that coach of a hockey team, if you're that person who wants to influence somebody to doing more of the things, then you can get results through the Winning Streak app. So if you're interested, you can go to winningstreak.io. We have demo there, right?
Yep. Request a demo, jump on with the account manager. They can walk you through it and even help you kind of custom tailor how you're going to use Winning Streak into your business itself. It's really hands-on experience. We got a great team behind it. So we're definitely here to help.
Yeah, and we'll be able to show you how to make more money, get more results, increase the success stories that come back to your business so that your business grows and you become more productive because your clients are more successful and more productive. Jeff, is there anything else that you wanted to add about Winning Streak?
It's amazing. It's a really amazing tool. And until I met Craig, again, it was one of those things that you just don't realize how staying accountable and it can really keep you productive in the day to day. So he's opened up a lot of doors for me and getting a lot more stuff done on the week to week. And it's just really starting to open up my creative mind on how powerful this is for various niches. Again, sales teams, coaches, course creators, info products, business owners in general. There's just so much power behind it.
Would you say that the developers are more productive now too?
The developers are definitely more productive now.
Yeah. So I mean, even as CEOs, you could have this for your sales team, your marketing team, your development team, customer service team. There's a million and one ways to use it. Course creators and coaches are definitely the easiest fit, but I'm sure we can find a way for you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So remember, accountability, Winning Streak, it's the secret to success. I know for sure because accountability has changed my life, allowed me to move mountains. And so again, winningstreak.io, or if you want to send me a direct message on Instagram, I will reply. Or if you haven't tried out the Winning Streak app, I have a couple of stories there on my Instagram where you can go in, you can see some videos on it, and even try out one of my little trial programs there. And we'll see you on the inside.